Tonight, you know, I don't know. I can't really remember for sure, but I think it's been about every year now for the last 11 years or 12 years, except for 1 year when we were building the Life Building next door. We've offered, you know, this spectacular outdoor Christmas drama called what? Good. Walk Through Bethlehem. And then, you know, every year we have thousands of people that come and they visit and they hear the true story of Christmas. And, you know, this year, 2014, we made many changes to the ministry. We had a new look to the city, and I just really salute Mike Rich and his team of they came out and did such a fabulous job with the construction, and the city was bigger, and we had new structures in there, and it was awesome. So a new look to the city, a lot of our guests noticed that. New script. We had new characters in the city. I counted it up, Shannon. We had 5 new characters in the script this year that had never been in there previously. Had a Pharisee in there played by Brian Danford and Dan Pearson. And where is Brian at? He's in it. Brian, you played that almost too convincingly, brother, I think. No, I'm just kidding. He did a great job. But had a new angel scene. We had a new cross and tomb script, new way we did that this year. We had a new discipleship table in the gym that people could go and get a discipleship track and CD if they got saved. We had, you know, just new ways of advertising. And those are just the outward visible changes that we made. I mean, if you saw behind the scenes, they would see, you know, a ton of changes that weren't visible maybe to someone unless they were on the inside. Just so many changes that we made this year to try to improve it and to try to get better, you know, at what we're doing with this. And I can already tell you, I've got 2 pages of notes that deal with things, and I've already put out a plea to every leader and I've already gotten back 4 or 5 leaders that have sent me back, you know, long things of just ways that we can get better at what we're doing with this. And but the result this year, you know, with the changes that we made, the result was that statistically, we had the best Walk Through Bethlehem that we have ever had. And again, we'll share those exact numbers with you Sunday night. But it was by far the greatest that we've ever had statistically. But I think it was I've been a part of all of them, and I feel it was the greatest spiritually that we have ever had. Hundreds upon hundreds of decisions were made for Jesus Christ. And we're going to have some testimonies to give you Sunday night that are going to probably bring tears to your eyes as you hear them. They're amazing testimonies of people who trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. And I truly feel with all my heart, and I've talked about this with Denise, and I've talked about this with the family around the dinner table, I truly, truly feel that, you know, we really made an impact on souls. I feel that we made an impact on our community. And I will say this, I don't remember a year in which it just seemed like all the volunteers had such a wonderful, such a precious spirit. Do you agree with me on that? I mean, just a Christ-like spirit, just a humble spirit. You know, the best way to work as a team is to have teamwork. Amen. And I don't know, that may sound kind of weird. The best way to work as a team is to have teamwork. I think maybe Yogi Berra said that or somebody, but it sounded like something Yogi Berra would say if you know him. But the best way to work as a team is to have teamwork. And that's what I saw demonstrated across the board, is just a spirit of teamwork. And just like nobody cared whose idea it was. Nobody cared, you know, who thought of it. Nobody cared who got the credit. It was like, you know what? We just want Jesus to get the glory. We want Jesus to get the honor. We want souls to be impacted. And that just seemed to be prevalent across the board, is just that spirit of teamwork and just wanting Christ to be glorified. And, you know, why do we go to all the work? I think last weekend of September is when you guys started building. But that's not when the work started. The work started way back. I remember sitting around the table in January with many of our leaders, and we began with pages of things that we wanted to change and things we wanted to do. And it was so exciting to see most of those things come to fruition this year. And it started, honestly, the work started in January, and it went through the year. And you'd say, why go to all that work and then turn around and offer this for free to the community? I was at Clint's house for his birthday, which was Monday, and his neighbor has elaborately decorated the front yard, and I mean the whole front yard, and his whole house is just elaborately decorated for Christmas. I mean, it's like you drop your mouth and go, wow, you know. And he's got little kids, and, you know, just a nice guy. I said, Clint, appears to me your neighbor's trying to shame you. And, I mean, it was unreal. And he was out there in the yard, and his kids were running around. And I said, hey, man, I said, I love your decorations. They're awesome. Well, then he came over, told me he went to walk through Bethlehem, his whole family, and how much they loved it. And he asked me this question, why don't you charge for that? He said, man, you could charge for that. He said, now I know you don't want to charge and all that. He said, but man, he said, you could definitely charge something, or at least, you know, have donation boxes, encourage people to make donations. And, you know, that's a great question that he had. Why don't we charge? You know, a lot of churches do that. Why don't we charge? I mean, because we could fund it that way. And maybe even make money on it by doing that. And so tonight, I thought it might be good to deal with that question. Why do we offer it for free? And I want to go to John chapter 3, if you would. John chapter number 3. And I want to go through here some principles on why we do it for free. Because that is something that I get asked quite a bit. John chapter 3, and let's look at verse 14. We read these verses Sunday, verses 14 and 15, but I want to read on and read a few more verses tonight. Verse 14, it says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be what? Lifted up, that whosoever, I like that word, whosoever, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that, there is that word again, that what? Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Can I get an amen? Woo! Isn't it great to not be condemned tonight? But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Would you agree with me tonight that it is essential that Christ be lifted up? Agree with that? That God wants his Son lifted up. Amen? That is what Walk Through Bethlehem is all about. It is about lifting up Jesus Christ for all to see. And it's not about lifting up Crossroads, lifting up Pastor Dan, lifting up Pastor Shannon, or anybody else. It's about lifting Jesus Christ up. And I think there are several important and vital reasons that we offer Walk Through Bethlehem for free. And I don't normally do this. You guys that know me know I work a month or two ahead. Brian can tell you that. I literally wrote this morning because it's been on my heart for days. And I sat down and I spent several hours this morning writing out these thoughts that I want to share with you tonight. Why do we offer it for free? Number one is, this is the first reason. Because our God is a giver. Our God is a giver. He's a giver. Jesus Christ had always been with God the Father from eternity past. He had always been with Him. They were never apart. They were never out of fellowship once. They were one. But yet, what does John 3:16 say? For God so loved the world that He what? Gave. He gave. What did He give? He didn't give an angel. He didn't give a cherubim, a seraphim. He did not give some saint from the past. The Bible says that He gave His only begotten Son. Only. Wasn't that He had 10. One. And He gave His only begotten Son. Imagine God the Father giving His Son who had been with Him from eternity past. And you know what I thought about? I thought to myself this morning as I was writing this, I thought, if God gave His only begotten Son as a free gift to this world, how can we charge people to hear about that free gift? That just to me sounds ethically wrong. I'm sorry, but it does. That just sounds ethically wrong to me. That I would take such a gift, His only begotten Son, and then charge people to hear about that. To hear about God's gift. He gave it, but I'm going to charge you to tell you about it. Something just seems wrong about that. Y'all see what I mean? I mean, illustration. Imagine a husband. He sacrificially gives a beautiful necklace or a ring to his wife. And he is so thrilled to be able to give it as a gift to her. And she gets it on Christmas Day. And then the day after Christmas, December 26th, he happens to be driving to work or driving home from work. And he finds her in the parking lot of Walmart trying to hawk it for money. I hope that doesn't happen to y'all, all right? But I thought, you know, I thought to me, that's like believers receiving this wonderful, incredible, priceless gift of Jesus from the hand of God, the Father, and then we try to turn around and hawk it for money. Just doesn't seem right. Our God is a giver. He's a giver. And we need to be givers, and we need to exemplify the heart of our Heavenly Father. Our God's a giver. He gave His very best. He gave the very best He had. He gave His only begotten Son. He's a giver. And we need to have that same heart. And that's why we want that spirit to come through in Walk Through Bethlehem. But the second reason I see that we need to offer it for free, and the reason why we do, is not only because our God's a giver, but number two, because our God gave the greatest gift. Now, we give the gift of Walk Through Bethlehem to others. And it's a wonderful gift. It really is. In fact, let me see. I got a couple of comments that Brother Shannon sent to me, and I appreciate him doing that. But he took a lot of these and had Lindsay put a lot of them in Word Diet. He's going to share more of these with you Sunday night. I'm just going to share a couple because I don't want to steal your thunder. But you know what I wrote down here is one of the comment cards said, "The best Christmas gift." Talking about Walk Through Bethlehem, the best Christmas gift I will receive this year. Thank you so much. And you know, I read that, and that's simple, but man, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? And you know, it is a great gift. It's a wonderful gift. And certainly it doesn't come cheap. We know that it cost us time. We know that it cost us energy. We know that it cost us money. But would you agree it cannot compare to the gift that God gave to this world? In fact, Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 9:15, you know what Paul said? He just blurts it out. It's as if he just exclaims it. Right at the end of the chapter, he says, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." You know? I want to read you a quote. It says, "God, infinitely rich, had become utterly poor. God, in His divine glory, assumed human nature." Talking about Christ. "God, in absolutely eternal holiness, entered into the polluted stream of man's existence. He, however, was untouched by sin, like a sunbeam shining on a dump." It's there. The sunbeam is there, but it's untouched. "God, in perfect holiness, took on man's guilt, bore the sinner's griefs, and on the cross paid the price for all his sin." What a truth. Our God gave the greatest gift. Why do we offer it for free? Well, our God's a giver. Number two, our God gave the greatest gift. But let me share with you a third reason why we offer it for free. And the third reason is this. It's because our God's motive for giving was love. I want you to look at John 3:16. And it says there that He gave His only begotten Son, right? But what was His motive for giving Him according to that verse? Come on, you got it. What is it? Love. For God so what? For God so loved the world that, in other words, it's His love that led Him to give. You know what? I don't want people to think that we do walk through Bethlehem. I don't want them to think we do that in order to get the price of a ticket from them. You see what I'm saying? I don't want them to think that we're doing it, you know, just for selfish reasons or motives or just to get the price of admission from them. You know, I want people to truly feel like that was a gift, and you know what? There's only one thing that could lead a church to go to that much trouble to do all that for free, and that is their love for people. I just want to be like God and just do it out of love. Just do it out of love. Just go out there, you know, and build that city and construct it out of love. You know, come over here the nights of and just wear ourselves to a frazzle because of love. Just because of love. Hand out cookies till you never want to see another cookie in your life. Out of love. Clean those toilets and those floors after everyone's made a mess of it. Out of love. Usher in thousands of people. And I thought those ushers, they're on their feet from 5 o'clock till 9 or 10 o'clock every night. Ushering people in out of love. You know, I just want people to know we really are doing it out of love. And I know people think it's free on the front end, but they're going to get us on the back end. And we're going to go into that gym and they're going to hit us up for a donation. They're going to strong arm us for a donation. Or they're going to have a table set up where they're selling stuff. And we got walk-through Bethlehem merchandise you can buy and take home with you. walk through Bethlehem bells and ornaments and walk through Bethlehem lunch boxes and perfume and, you know, walk through Bethlehem deodorant, you know, I mean, you need it after you've worked here all night, amen, with all the animals. But I know people think that. I know they do, many. They think, well, yeah, sure, yeah, it's free, sure. Nothing's free. And they're like, yeah, they're gonna hit us up afterwards with an email wanting a donation or, you know. And I know that's what people think, you know. And I tell people, I told this guy, Clint's neighbor, I said, this is a ministry we do out of love. It's something we do as a gift. And it is paid for through the giving of our people. That's what I told him. I said, and if we can't do it that way, we won't. If the day comes when we can't do it, we won't do it. You know? But that's why we do it. And we do it out of love. And he's kind of looked at me, you know? And, well, what do people want to give? I said, you know what? There's really only one way I know to give to that. He said, and I said, that's if somebody wants to come to a church service. I said, we have an offering. They could give it in the offering. But other than that, you know, it is what it is. It's a gift. It's a gift out of love. It's a gift out of love. And, you know, sometimes we give and our motives are not altogether pure. We give to get something back. We give to be noticed. We give to impress somebody. We give because we feel pressured to give. God the Father gave His Son because He loved us. His heart was full of love, and therefore He what? He gave. And as we give the gift of walk through Bethlehem, it shouldn't be that we're giving to get something back. It shouldn't be that we're giving to impress people. We give it freely out of love because God gave Jesus out of pure love. And even if we were to charge $1 a person, I think people would question whether we were really doing it out of love. If we charged $1 a person, it wouldn't even come close to paying for it, but people would think that church is just making money off of that. It didn't matter if you charged $1. They'd think we're just trying to get rich off of it, you know. It wouldn't make any difference because they don't have a clue what it costs. But there's one final reason, and that's this. We offer it free. And I just, if you'll allow me just for a moment to review. We offer it free, why? Because our God is a what? He's a giver. So we're just trying to be like God. We offer it free because our God gave the greatest gift. We offer it free because our God's motive for giving was love. And number four, we offer it free because God's gift has eternal impact. Look at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, here's the result, should not perish, but have everlasting life. As a result of God's gift, our salvation has been made possible. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Notice it said that salvation is the gift of God. The gift of Jesus allowed us to receive the gift of eternal life. Imagine your friend coming by your house, and your friend has a very special gift for you. And he gives you the gift, or she gives you the gift, and you open up the gift. What do you think, how do you think it would be received if once they give you the gift, you pulled out your wallet and said, here, I got to pay you for this? They would be insulted. No, you don't gotta pay me for it. It's a gift. A gift must be accepted, but it cannot be earned, and it cannot be worked for, or it's not a gift. Right? God's gift of salvation cannot be earned. God gives it with no strings attached. God already paid for it. He already paid for it on the cross. He already paid for it, and then He offers it freely. That's why I love what we do with Walk Through Bethlehem so much, is I feel it's so much like God. Why? Well, because we pay for it. It's not that it is cheap. It's not that it's a gift that didn't cost us anything. Oh, no, it cost us in many ways. But we pay for it. We do the work. And all the people have to do is simply come and receive it. And I'm reminded of the words where Jesus said, "Freely ye have received, freely give." Isn't that a great verse? Freely ye have received, freely give. And just like God's gift has eternal impact, I believe the gift of Walk Through Bethlehem, I believe it will have eternal impact. I believe there will be souls in eternity because of this wonderful gift. I wrote down a couple of comments, and you guys are going to like this one. Somebody wrote on the comment card, and again, they didn't have to do this. It was their choice. If they wanted to, they could. But this person wrote, it was very moving. "I have been an almost Christian all my life. And tonight, I said, Jesus is my Savior for the first time from my heart. Thank you." Been an almost Christian all their life. Tonight, they said, Jesus is my Savior for the first time from my heart. And then another one said here, "Everything was amazing! ! Thank you for all the countless hours of serving our Lord that went into this." Then listen to this. "My parents are in from out of town, and they prayed to give their lives to Jesus. I just want to encourage all of you. Thank you." One more. "This is the first time I have been here for Walk Through Bethlehem. At this point in my life, I really needed to experience Jesus. I've had a lot of bad things going on in my life. Thank you, and please pray for me. I really needed to experience Jesus." Can I submit to you? That's why we offer it free of charge. Had we charged, those people may have never come. You know what's amazing? When you charge, you know who you're mainly going to have come when you charge? Christians. Right. Lost people, they'd rather go to SeaWorld, right? Or Disney. That's why we offer it free of charge. I know some of you may have wondered about that, you know. And here's the bottom line. And this is how I have felt from day one. We don't do Walk Through Bethlehem for earthly pay. We do it for heavenly, eternal impact. That's why we do it. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to be really encouraged when, if you come back Sunday night and you hear of how many voluntarily, of their own accord, when they didn't have to do it at all, voluntarily said, "Tonight I trusted Christ as my Savior." You're going to be amazed at how many did that. And how many then came to the discipleship table and took home a discipleship CD? And how many came and gave us their information willingly, voluntarily, just came by the table and had us fill out a card on them with their name and information? It's astounding. It really is. It's astounding. And I want you to know that that's why we do it. We do it for eternal impact. And do you realize we had, and I know I haven't told you the figure of how many, but do you realize, and I know you figured this out already, We had more people come and hear the gospel over those two weekends than the population of many cities. I mean, it's amazing. And I told my wife, Denise, I said, we figured it up. If I had five lost people come to a service Sunday morning, if I had five people in the service that were lost, that, you know, had never been under, that had never been here before, and if I have five of those every Sunday over 52 weeks, I did the math. It would take years before I would be able to proclaim the gospel to 11,000 that way. This is a way to be able to get the gospel to people. And you know what's cool about it is I said, you know, if we were to just kind of go out street preaching, and we just went out preaching on the streets, and do you know how many years it'd probably take to get 11,000 people to stop and sit there and listen to you give them the whole gospel on the street? You know how long it'd take to do that to 11,000 people? And what's cool is they're coming to us. And they're sitting there in the cross and tomb scene, and I was in there several times. You can hear a pin drop as they're looking at the cross and looking at the empty tomb, and they're listening intently as we just boldly and clearly tell them the good news of Jesus Christ. And they're coming to us to hear it. Amazing. Amazing. That's why we offer it for free. Amen.